Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, not another true crime podcast. I'm just extrapolating here. I'm Sarah Levine, your co-host. I'm here with my two lovely co-hosts, as always.
Danny Murphy. Hey guys.
And Casey Balsham. Hello.
Hey guys, so we're super excited. First of all, we have a fun giveaway.
Yes, we do.
Ah! It's going to be awesome.
That was a nice sound.
Right? It was very like a peacock. Yeah.
I know. I was going to say, you sounded like a bird.
It's a trip to the zoo that we're recording in right now.
If you saw Danny's shirt, it would make a lot more sense.
Honestly, yeah. I'm fully ready. If anyone wants me a guided tour to a zoo.
Yeah, yes. We need to start live streaming so that people can understand what we're wearing.
I know. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Giveaway. You know, yeah. Coming after that after soon.
Yeah.
Video.
It's the secret.
Perfect.
All right. Here's the gist of the giveaway. It's fun. You're going to win a super fun item from Shop Betches. Here are the rules. You have to be following Shop Betches on Instagram. It's Shop Betches. One word. No underscore. Nothing weird. You have to be following us, NATC Pod, on Instagram. Gonna assume you already are.
Which I was going to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Please.
And then you have to leave a 5-star review and screenshot it and send it to us, and you'll be entered to win the giveaway. So again, follow Shop Betches, follow NATC Pod, send your 5-star rating to us. And you can either DM it to us or you can email it NATC@betches.com.
And you get a mug of your choosing.
If you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you win. Bonus points. Follow all of us.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the.
I mean, talk about drinking out of a mug. I'm thirsty. Yeah. Follow me. Yeah. Yeah.
At KSpaceB, at Sarah F. Carter,
at Danny Cashmere Danny.
With a gay.
Cashmere with
a
gay.
I know. I feel like we can each do our own Instagram. Yeah. Like, yeah. I can do Danny's. You can do Casey's.
That's
we can like,
sign
swap
off
one
for
day.
Each other later.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Perfect. We're like the Yaya sisters.
Yes. But leave those reviews. Leave us the 5-stars. And hopefully this will become a thing that we can do, you know, more often. But definitely, let's start off with this. But just send the reviews over. Follow us. DM. Yay.
Cool.
Yep, and to that random man who commented on a photo of us saying that he tried to listen to the podcast, but we talk over each other too much. Look, we're working on it, and we just get too excited sometimes.
But also to that man, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Especially because all the rest of you guys seem to be
loving the band.
Very nice.
I love that you make fun of me, and you're so customer service oriented in the DMs, and in real life, you're like, fuck you, just go die if you don't like our podcast. And I'm like, it's not for everyone. It's okay. We respect all opinions.
Sarah, every time she's like, 1 out of 100, she'll be like, we got to please this guy.
Yeah, Sarah could run for president. Yeah, and I'm just like singing J-Lo, what you see is what you get.
I know. Here. Danny's like, oh my God, Dorinda.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, wait, what? Like, truly, I'm just the vowels. But me and Casey are drinking wine this episode, if you could obviously tell. So we'll have sip break, so we won't be shouting over each other as much as that man, I guess, personally felt.
You know what? Maybe that's going to be the secret.
I know. Well,
just
I mean, because
we have... get you guys drunk.
It's been working for my entire life so far.
Who knows?
Dark.
If you're drinking with us, cheers. I mean... Yeah.
If you're drinking with us, cheers, because that means it's Monday morning and
yeah.
Good
all right.
on you.
I'll give you my own giveaway of some
and
sort.
Good
not
on
affiliated
you.
With Betches. We'll
honestly,
just make something
yeah.
happen here.
Yeah. Let's do like a see a chug, send a chug on Monday Ooh. Morning.
See a chug, send a chug. Also, there was only one person. I thought more people would play the game when we did the last meal and who would you sleep with. I think we only got like 1 or 2 DMs about people's last
Why
meals.
Why do I not even recall this?
This was from, it's because it was, you know what? Because we, I mean, full transparency, I think we recorded it 2 weeks ago, but it came out today.
Oh.
Remember we did our last
so
meal
much happened.
Who we would screw
oh,
if
yeah.
we were if we
yeah.
were on our
yeah,
if
yeah,
we were
yeah.
on
oh,
our
and we just always talked about Shawn Mendes. Yeah, so guys,
yeah. And Taye Diggs.
And Taye Diggs.
Oh, it's coming back to
we
me
did
now.
Talk about
Shawn
Mendes
for
a bit.
Quite a vault.
But I think only one person said that they would and I even forgot, but they I think their person was Zac Efron, which I was like is
Ted
a very
Bundy,
good choice.
Yeah.
Yes. So send us your last meals and who you would screw, because I'm interested.
I am too.
We must know. All right, let's play a fun related game to the topic today.
Yes.
Danny made this up. It's called, what's the biggest travel crime you witnessed? What is a behavior? Should we keep it to the airport? Yeah, because if we do the subway, it's a whole other animal.
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep it to the airport. What's the worst thing you've seen at the airport that you just wish you could have put someone under citizen's arrest for?
There was one time, because I just got back from New Orleans, And while in the airport, I boarded and deported three separate planes. Like, it was so bad. We took off 2 hours after I was supposed to land. So tensions were high, martinis were flowing. And then I got to, so we found this like little airport bar that I was just sitting. I was like, oh, thank God, thank God. And I sit the person next to me listening to their iPad without headphones in.
No.
Without a kid?
No. It was like a 35-year-old man named Brad who worked at Neutral Life or something like that. It was like, because there was a conference in New Orleans.
Oh my God. Was it a MLM?
No, it literally was.
Herbalife.
Herbalife, yes.
Guys, I'm
at the same hotel
stoked.
There was a swingers party at. And I was like,
oh, that's wow. This is probably the same guy that made a comment on the picture yeah, that was true. Like, shut up, all of
shut
you.
Up. Yeah, he probably didn't Sorry, love me your life shouting to Delta while having a martini. Yeah, it was when wow. he was at a layover. He's like, I can't escape their voices.
I think the only time yeah. you should yell is when you have a martini in your hand. I think, you know, martini equals power.
Yeah.
That actually is
you gotta throw it in someone's face at some point.
Dirty martini, dirty bastard.
Sex in the City, Sarah, get on board. We're gonna keep doing this to you until you fucking fine. Watch the show.
I'm never going to watch it.
And then the worst thing, he also was on my flight, did the same thing.
How did you not like just choke him?
Because I had three martinis and Tylenol.
So you were right.
I was good night mood. The turbulence was awful. It was my third plane. I was like, where are we going?
Damn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I have a joke that I tell about this, about how just because I'm lucky enough that I travel a lot to different countries and I love it. And I fucking, the only thing I hate about traveling to other countries is when there's other Americans there.
Oh, yeah.
No, chill. We don't. We are pigeons. We have no spatial awareness. We have no chill. We put on our jacket. We knock off things, knock over things on tables. It's just, I honestly say this. I'm like, I feel like I'll be walking around a different country and people are like, there's beautiful accents and people are like, oh, and it's just pretty. And then just somebody that looks like me is like, oh my God, it's like so pretty here. I'm like, you shut your dumb American face up. You shut up.
They're like, let me take a picture here.
Well, we also like, I feel like we lack an independence to their country. Like we always have to ask, instead of looking, like I'll just see a woman walk into an airport without even like looking and just be like, where is this? And it's like, bitch, you can find it. I yep. promise yeah. you, be smarter than the
bathroom
airport.
Airports are like universal. The easiest places to navigate on earth.
I know,
pretty yeah. much.
Lots of signs, always a McDonald's.
Every language,
yeah.
And international so, McDonald's are so
yeah.
good.
Second shout out to honorable mention, that's what I was looking for, to the people that stop at the bottom of the escalator with their suitcase.
No.
Oh.
You can push them.
I have. I've had to. This one literally just looked back and she's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen when you stopped at a moving thing?
This is how this works. Yeah.
Lady. Anyway, what about you, Sarah?
All right, here we go. Set the scene.
Please set the scene.
I'm returning from Coachella, so I'm fucking tired. I haven't slept in 3 days. I've been like cracked out on Adderall. Anyways.
You have dirt all over you.
Unless my parents are listening to this. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
It was apple juice.
Yeah. Okay, so my flight gets delayed for 5 hours for literally no reason. So instead of landing at 11 p.m. like we're supposed to, now we're landing at 3:30 in the morning in New York.
Ugh.
So I'm fucking pissed. I'm tired. The flight takes off at 7 p.m. L.A. time. So I'm like, okay, it's a 6-hour flight. Everyone should be fucking asleep.
Yeah.
Right? Wrong. Yeah. There's this fucking family in front of me with like two or three. I don't know because they all look just the same. These children that were like screaming, running around the aisles.
Might be two or three.
I don't know. I didn't count. There were so many at once.
Like she's now seeing like supervisions. Yeah.
It's like the Incredibles. They're just running around.
They're multiplying.
So these kids are like yelling the whole time. The parents are not giving a fuck. They're like yelling to each other across the aisles. Ugh. I asked the flight attendant, I'm like, hey, is there anywhere else that I can move? And they're like, the only seat that's available is the one right next to the children because I was one row behind them. So obviously I don't move. Then the plane lands. And as you know, you wait to taxi to the gate. These kids pass the fuck out. And I'm like, so that was annoying. But what was even more Always. Annoying was then the parents decided to whisper to each other and like try to shush other people because now their kids were asleep.
No.
I was like, I have a job to go to tomorrow. Your kids can fucking nap later.
No.
I wanted to actually commit a murder.
You're, but secretly, yeah. that's my move. I try to sleep the whole time and I just drink wine and then I pass out when we're landing.
That's exactly, you know, because I'm just watching book club and
yeah,
crying.
Yeah, but you don't
to
shush
it.
Everybody.
I don't shush everybody. No. I do make everybody get up so I can pee as I demand a window seat and then have at least five glasses of wine. I've crawled over sleeping
that's a
people.
Crime.
I've tried to be good.
Oh, no, I've burlesqued.
I'll try not to wake them up.
It's a free lap dance. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's truly a crime. I think you would be guilty of that as well.
I need my back. I need the window to sleep on.
And but when you go to the bathroom and pee in the plane, are you putting your shoes on or?
Of course.
I've seen some people. No, I've seen some people on the plane.
Have you seen a bathroom in a fucking airplane? It's like bad aim plus movement plus turbulence. Mm-hmm. Shit's got piss all over it.
Yeah, and I see people just going in barefoot. It's disgusting.
Oh, hello, that's Britney Spears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she did make it cool.
I guess. But she did not make it sanitary.
She did, so don't do it.
That's actually our new t-shirt, Mer. She made it cool, but not sanitary.
It's cool, but it's not sanitary.
Free Britney. Oh my God.
By the way, I just want to say, too, I did a show the other night. This is just a random thing. I did Ashley Heseltine's show and Frances Ellis from Barstool and from Girls Gotta Eat. Yeah. And there were some fans in the audience, and you guys did not wait to say hello to me.
No.
And it really made me mad, because I know that you were there, because I think when they announced me and I said, I had him say, you know, not co-host and on another true crime podcast, and a couple of you guys wooed and you cheered, and I really wish, if you're there, please say hi to me. I was there till the end of the show. Sometimes I do leave, I have other like spots to go to, but come say hi next time.
Yeah,
please.
Come say hi, Casey. It's very nice. Yeah. So is Danny.
I want hugs. I want pictures. We'll tag you. We'll put you on the thing. I mean, like, I just want to meet you guys anyway. Yeah. But so if you're in New York and you go to a show, wait and say hello.
I want to talk damn couch.
I want to talk damn couch.
Yeah.
Ugh. We have to put that on a mug or something.
Yeah. Or like a squatty potty. Yeah.
Ew. Or like a rag, like a washcloth.
Let's just get it tattooed on us. Like, what are we doing? God. Why are we playing?
Yeah, we're doing matching it. Tattoos. Yeah.
That's the other giveaway. I'm doing 7 separate giveaways from our main one right now.
And then we're giving free damp couch tattoos.
And it comes with a free damp couch. So
We can find those in New York on the first of the month.
For sure.
Easily.
Or are we going to easily have somebody damp a couch?
That's a task rabbit. Right. Yeah.
That's a task rabbit.
That's like Craigslist adult section or whatever.
They got
that
rid of
is.
It.
Oh. Damn, you got to make your own couch damp now? What is this
economy? Danny's had half a glass of wine and the fucking confessions are coming out.
That was always my favorite thing to read. It honestly was erotic novels.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I mean, like, I passed you on the 23rd stop on the C train. If you're in Chelsea right now, do you want to fuck? And I'm like,
wait, they got rid of, isn't that the missed connections?
They got rid of missed connections.
No.
Yeah.
Sad times.
That is sad times. Did you see that guy that painted it on a Brooklyn wall like last year?
Oh, God. Really? That's fucking creepy. It's that's a super secret serial killer trait.
Totally. Yeah.
It was like, no, but it was like a full on, it wasn't like he painted it himself. It was like a mural. Like he did a full blown, like full brick wall that was like, meet me here on Valentine's Day if you felt the same way. It was like right by Brooklyn Brewery, because I remember I had a show and I was walking by a friend. He's like, oh my God, have you heard of this? He's like, isn't this so cool? And I'm like, I mean,
by the time that was finished, the girl's married. That took like 8, like, no, she's good.
The girl forgot about you, sir.
She's like, did I take the train that day? Maybe. I went to work.
Sorry, so sorry.
Who would remember? I don't know.
Well, the reason we did this fun airport game is because
we have a point.
Yeah, we do have a point sometimes, not always, but this time we do. Points. So a lot of you guys actually did message us about this. Mm-hmm. And you guys wanted us to talk about the conspiracy theory about Denver International Airport. Mm-hmm. And there's not one conspiracy theory. There's multiple. But basically, the gist is that it's a cover up for something.
Something.
Yes. Yes. It's definitely, they're hiding something. It's big things. And from aliens to the queen
to fucking Nazis.
To children. To
the apocalypse. Yeah.
This has everything.
To migrate. This case is everything. Yeah. It's a wild one. And just a little bit of backstory about the Denver International Airport. If you have never been, it is the biggest U.S. airport.
In terms of size, not the amount of people who go through it.
Right. Yeah, because it is 53 square miles, and which makes it largest in the U.S. And I think as of like a report that I think the article I read might have been just like 2 or 3 years old, but I think it's the second largest, again, in terms of space, in the world.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Biggest in the country, second biggest in the world. So damn. Go Denver. Who knew?
Go Broncos.
Tap the Rockies, Coors Light. So from my dream drink, of course, in a can. Thank you so much. Send them to us. P.O. Box, Betches. Okay. So anyway, about the airport. From its inception in 1980, the airport was just riddled with drama. Like, this thing just could not get off the fucking ground. Like,
sorry.
Oh, God, I didn't even realize that. Sarah, you're too quick. It was riddled with drama because the city actually already had a perfectly nice and a fully functioning airport in Stapleton, which we're going to get into in a little bit. And that was just 16 miles away. So people were, like, protesting. They're like, why the hell do we need this? And obviously the protesting did nothing, as it tends to do, unfortunately. And once construction finally began, its opening was still delayed like several times. Again, conception in 1980, it actually didn't even finally open until 1995. And at that point, it was 16 months late and $2 billion over budget. I think it ended up altogether being 4.8 or 4.6. Something like that. But there's also reports that nobody actually really knows what this money was going towards. Like, especially since they're, you know, when we get into like the underground tunnels and stuff like that, and people are denying all this stuff, people are like, why the hell? How did we spend $4.8 billion on this thing? And basically, since it's opening, it has been just plagued with conspiracy theories. So over the past two decades, people have just been, you know, saying this and that about it. And at first I think they tried to fight it, but now there's a, I think, I forget what her name is, there's a woman who's kind of like the commissioner, basically was just like, you know what, they really just leaned into it. Like, they instead of fighting it, they were like, fuck it, let's have some fun. So they actually have people that, like, they even had like a conspiracy month where they showed like movies there, including like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which one of the conspiracies was the address of that, where the aliens landed, was the address of the Denver airport, but it's actually like 51 miles away. But so they're playing, they're leaning into it, because they're like, you know what, we've had so much free press for a fucking airport that we're gonna go with this.
Right.
And actually, an interesting crazy thing about this airport is when you see it in person, if you've seen it, it's surrounded by hills. It looks like it's in this hill. The hills were actually made because the ground was too like soft when they were making it, so essentially they beat up the ground so much that it made hills.
The hills were alive.
Well, maybe
the
hills were alive. Yeah. Maybe that's where the $4 billion went.
Yeah, making fucking fake hills.
I feel like people who are really mad about like the money and the fact that it was over budget and took longer have clearly never lived in New York City, where something that was supposed to be built like 3 years ago is still in like the bare bones phase.
The Q train, like, remember when it
took
12 years?
100 years to make four stops.
I mean, there's a scaffolding around Gotham Comedy Club that has been there for the 5 years that I've been there. I've never seen the top of that club. There's been a scaffolding there the whole fucking time.
There's one building next to us that was supposed to be done like May 2018 and it's still nowhere close.
Sometimes I feel like my conspiracy is that scaffolding is just used for shade in New York because it is hot.
Hey, you
I
know
feel
what? Like, you I know what?
And also, not complaining. I'll keep it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I will say though, the only construction things that have ever, I feel like, happened on time are when they close down my subway stations and they're like, we'll reopen December 2018. And you're like, sure. But sure enough, one random day in December, you're like, hey, it's back.
God bless. Shout out to MTA. I was about to say where you live, but
it never comes on time. But
God bless.
The stations look nice.
Some of them.
So one super fun aspect of these theories is that there's a lot of Nazi imagery. The first is the runway. So basically, like a lot of airports, there's a central building with a bunch of runways around it. You know, just airport things. But Denver supposedly has this really efficient configuration so that the planes can arrive and depart at the same time. And so basically there's multiple runways surrounding the airport hub and they kind of like, they go off like perpendicular and then kind of like spiral out
She's
in a different direction.
Movements. She's doing,
I know
movements.
You can't see. So a lot of people say it looks like a swastika, even though it's not like super kind of dry. There's an additional arm that doesn't really match up with how swastikas look. Also, I don't think it goes in the exact right direction of a swastika, but it's like swastika reminiscent.
It's definitely swastika-esque.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if you're really looking for a swastika, you could find one.
Yeah, you can find one. Yeah, probably true about most things in life. And also the airport's official statement is that it's a pinwheel, which, okay, like,
is a swastika.
Well, I mean, it's like, what's the difference, really?
You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, if we call, but you know, maybe Nazi Germany would have gone differently if we called them pinwheels.
Right. You know. Say pinwheel, I say swastika. Maybe a lot of us. What I mean?
Yeah.
I do also want to say that the recording equipment started to fall when we were talking about that. So there's a presence here.
There's a it's the
Denver.
It's the airport. They know.
the airport is here.
Yeah. TSA, we're getting patted up and down.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God. They're going to listen.
Get your liquids out. Yeah.
They've got Google alerts on their name.
I feel like they probably could. And then another thing that came up was because, like we said, this airport, super expensive, a whole kind of 9 yards operation going on. But they already had an airport that was just fine before this. So we brought up at the beginning that the Stapleton Airport was perfectly fine and they went with it. But they built this new one that had fewer runways, making its capacity in terms of how many people are like going on and taking off less. And the airport, the original one, Stapleton, was built in 1920. But it didn't utilize the new space as well as the new airport.
1929.
Oh, prohibition. Yes. as well as a new one does.
When people don't drink, they get a lot of shit done.
I mean, yeah, they're like, we're
going
to
build. Who would imagine?
We're going to build not another us. Damn airport. Literally not us. And it's funny because the Stapleton had 6 runways, but it was 2 sets of 3 parallel runways. We're getting into geometry here. Take out the graphing calculators. Because when I first read this, I was like,
need like one of those protractor thingamabobs.
Literally mm-hmm. TI named like 89. Yeah. So only 3 could be used at once, which is kind of annoying for a city that's growing. Because it's why, because like.
Ah, yes. I see how it
basically
goes.
Cut it down in half.
Mm-hmm.
So the new airport, as we saw with the pinwheel, we'll call it a design, had 5 runways that could all take off simultaneously. So, I mean, it's kind of one of the things people are like,
seems legit.
But also, didn't it kind of fail at the beginning? Didn't like I thought I read something that were kind failed. Of like, yeah, a lot of yeah. stuff failed. But I thought at the beginning, this like system that they created, actually, they did end up finding a couple.
I think because a lot like, of it, they thought in a perfect world this would work, but yes. they didn't take into account wind.
The Nazis.
Rain. Nazis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what they'd be like, wait, why can't we do this now? And they're like, well, because the wind is shifting, yeah. so planes can't take off this way because of the wind. But they can still take off this way.
You think that if you had like literal, isn't it? Like aerospace engineers, yeah. they could figure that shit out, but apparently not.
It is throwing, actively their job.
Yeah, and throwing yeah, that many literally. Billions of dollars into it, you think they would have been like, being as that we're in a very crazy climate, we're up high, we got snow, we got sun, we should think about these things.
Yeah, my yeah. sister lives in Boulder and it literally will snow every May.
And they have hail alerts.
Yeah. Like, wild.
I remember
there.
I was on vacation with one of my friends who lives in Boulder and she got an alert that it was hailing. She's like, car check. And I'm like, what does that mean? And their hail is so severe. There's
it like
the car,
cracks windshields.
Cracks windshields and the, like, not DMVs, but where you go to get your car repaired, they'll be backed up so far.
Auto shop?
Auto shop? Who knows? If you,
where's the place that you go to get your, they fix your cars?
I'm on a subway, bitch. the auto zone, the car, yeah, the, Chrissy, the car wash, yeah.
Get in the zone,
but they're
zone.
Backed up for like 8 months.
Woof.
So they're just like, you have to get it. So you have to rent a car and hope that that one doesn't get also destroyed by hail.
Oh my god!
Yikes!
But then, so people were also confused. Why not just like add on new things to this existing airport? Why are you gonna build a new one? And people were saying like, oh, it's because of all these things that we're gonna get into, having an underground facility and stuff like that. But one of the major situations was that the Stapleton Airport was so close to the city of Denver because the new airport's kind of like 40 minutes out,
mm-hmm.
but the Stapleton is kind of was like 20-ish minutes away, so people would be complaining all the time. You only hear like airplanes taking off, landing, just a lot of loud noise, population and stuff like that. They're like, can we, if you're gonna build a new one, can you do it somewhere else? And they found this new area.
Yeah.
And then a lot of conspiracy theorists are saying that this was heavily protested
yeah,
throughout
twice all, I heard yeah. like the original and then but, when they extended,
but then when you look on the like history of like the, like their newspapers and everything like that, there's no reports of it. Like conspiracy theorists are just saying no one wanted this, but everyone's like, we can't.
Yeah, it seems
see
like it was
no
useful.
One wanted it.
Yeah.
I mean, again, to bring it back to the subway, it's kind of like, yeah, every time they say they're going to close the subway stop near me, I'm like, who needs this? But it's like, okay. Then I read, okay, this shit has been like falling down. It hasn't been revamped since like 1904. And I'm like, okay, fine.
And you then know? You think like, you're like underground, you're stuck for 30 minutes a day. Yeah. You're like, oh, they can fix that.
Yeah. That's and I'm like, okay, I guess we could use some nice like USB ports or whatever in the station.
Casey's picketing fences at like every subway like, stop.
I have a sign in my bag. Leave the subways alone.
Leave Brittany alone.
Again, Brittany, theme of the episode.
I mean,
so good.
Denver, Brittany.
That'll be like the riddle in the podcast description. Like, what does Britney Spears have in common with the find Denver the International
also,
Airport? Nothing, but
find the Britney in every episode. It's like the Mickey Mouse ears at Disneyland. Oh,
that's our own Easter egg. That's
for everyone drinking on Monday. Take a sip every time we said Britney Spears.
Yeah,
oh, that's a good one. I think also we should start drinking every time we say yikes.
Yikes.
We all be dead. We'll
yeah,
be dead.
We do yikes.
DOA. Yeah.
We're coming up with some drinking games for all of our little ticks. Yep. Don't you worry. Oh. On the recommendation of one of our listeners. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
Amazing. Back to these
play
tunnels.
Along Monday morning.
I know.
you
get your Baileys
your yeah.
and your coffee. You get your Irish coffee or whatever.
You know, but leave your car in the car zone and just take an Uber then.
The car zone now is what it's called.
The car
yes.
zone.
Yes.
Danny.
In the car wash. Yeah.
Where is Danny. It? The GMV where they fix your windshield?
I only know like Gypsy from Gilmore Girls. They really should. I mean, you're there for long
Gypsy.
Enough. Right? That's where I was. I literally was trying not to say Gypsy because I was like, what is it called?
You're like, they take your car to Gypsy's. Sorry, I'm currently watching Gilmore Girls, so that's hitting.
That's a good one.
You killed. you killed with me.
Yikes. Amazing.
Sarah, did you not watch Gilmore Girls either?
No, what? I did not watch it. I don't. Yikes. I don't know. Yikes. I guess I'll drink to that.
You can't. You have a spin class.
You're right. I can't. It's true. So let's talk about these tunnels.
Yes.
So basically, I think one of the most fun parts of this conspiracy theory is that basically the airport was built to conceal these giant top secret underground bunkers.
Dun, dun,
and there's
dun.
A lot of theories as to what they would be used for. One of them that I liked was basically for, like, quote unquote, the elite. Mm-hmm. When the world came to an end, everybody could hide there.
Mm-hmm.
A home for aliens. A FEMA concentration camp in the future when the U.S. government kills its own citizens. Seems totally. Pretty likely now. I'm just going to say that.
Honestly.
So maybe we should all just, hide out in Denver. Those are the fun ones. The conspiracy theorists who argue for the FEMA concentration camp theory, aka me, just kidding, argue that the space serves no practical purpose. Like, why excavate such a large area for no reason? So, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm just like,
but do we even know that there are these tunnels? Like, we do know that they have tours, right?
Yeah.
Which is
well, now they
so this
do.
So this is a fact. So they did build the tunnels. That part's not the conspiracy. The conspiracy is like, why?
Yeah. Well, and apparently the tunnels also, like, I was reading this thing where it said they actually are owned, like, the reason why nobody can really answer or say, like, I can't show them to you is because they're owned by different parts of, like, the airlines or the airports people to work.
Yeah, it's like a workspace.
So it's kinda, like private property, essentially.
Yeah, because you can't have really offices set up next to, like, a Sparrow in an airport. So I guess you just have the space.
Yeah, that would
there.
Be my dream I mean, office. That's like, yeah.
I work from Sebi Express. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I was reading about this, like, cockamamie, this dentist who, like, wrote this whole book about things. And he was saying that he was there on, he's like this dentist, but he was
always
like
a dentist.
Yeah, but he had a lot to say about the mural. It was crazy. But
I can't wait till we get to the mural.
Yeah. But essentially he said he was there on day three of the opening of the Denver airport. And he said all the trams, like, again, when it opened, it kind of was like a humongous failure. A bunch of shit went wrong.
Festival of airports.
It was fire festival of fucking airports. But so essentially, like, all the trams and everything was down to get people. So he claims that they were shuttling people through these tunnels and that people were reporting that they had all this, like, beautiful artwork on the walls of these tunnels. So he's like, why the fuck would they have, like, these gorgeous golden mosaics if this is for nobody?
I don't know if I believe that. I'm going to need pics or it didn't happen.
I believe dentists.
But I also wonder.
They you believe tell that me they I, put all the I, nice artwork downstairs and then left the weird-ass artwork for the terminals?
That's what I'm saying. It's fueling the conspiracy theories. He was just like, they
that's
were there.
So weird.
They were there.
Or I wonder if people were just delivering art for an art museum in Denver and it was just there for
right?
them.
And they put it down. But I mean, that goes with the thing that it's for the elite down.
Yeah, because didn't you say, who did
that
you say?
I told you guys on the text message, I heard the, so my friend, I was visiting my friend, I was, well, going to her wedding in Colorado, and they were driving me, they're like, oh, you know all the theories about this, right? And I was like, no, what are they? And she was telling me, she's like, you know, the Queen has a bunker here. And I was like, the Queen of England would not just build herself a bunker in England.
Yeah.
She's going to go, is shit going down? Take me to Colorado.
She's
going to toke her way home. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, but can you also imagine if, like, this is true, like, all these famous people down and all, like, what a random group of people would be
it's
down
like
in
Oprah
there.
And well, G-Eazy. It'd be, like,
hey. It'd be like G-Eazy. Richard Branson.
No, we're going to let him die in the apocalypse. Fuck okay. that. His songs are mediocre at best.
Yeah, that's, they're fine.
Yeah. I don't think I know a name of one.
Exactly.
It's the G-Eazy song.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's about the auto.
Gypsy. Yeah. that's Gypsy's rap name from Gilmore Girls.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen to her on SoundCloud.
I feel like part of the reason that people do think that this bunker thing is legit is because there actually is an underground bunker, but it's in Cheyenne, Colorado, and it's 100 miles away. So people are like, see, we already have this.
Yeah.
But that also negates its own credibility because it's like, well, you have one 100 miles away. Why would you need one underneath the Denver airport if one already exists? I don't know.
Hot take. Yeah. Do we know any more about this bunker in Cheyenne, or we just know that it exists?
I don't remember. I listened to it on the Conspiracy Theories podcast, and I don't remember, like, what they said about it, but it exists. Yeah.
Colorado has so many conspiracies. I'm not so much has happened there. Because, like,
yeah, a lot of bad shit always happens in Colorado. I told my sister, I'm like, what's going on out there?
Chambonnet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chambonnet.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get into the kind of most visually seeing.
And
the one kind of, this is the one that whenever, I don't know if you, because we've all been to Colorado and yes. obviously landed there. When my friend picks me up, they're always like, look at this fucking art. Like, it's... I don't know if it's haunted or weird, but it's weird as fuck.
Also, even all the pictures of it online, there's always somebody, like, standing in front of it to be, like... to stare at yeah. it, it looks yeah. like.
I'm honestly upset I didn't know about this when I visited Colorado, like, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I had no knowledge. I didn't look at any of the art. I'm pretty upset. I might go back there just to look at this research. Weird ass art.
Did you hear that, Sarah's sister? She's going back to look at the airport, not yeah. to visit.
Sorry, Emily.
But the art contained what would be called alien languages, soldiers in gas masks, oppressing peasants,
otherwise known as Nazis. Yeah.
Yes, and it was a, like, full-blown Nazi.
Yeah, super weird stuff. There was a letter from a child that died at Auschwitz there.
Yeah, there's like a little, like, inscription in the corner. Yeah. I'll put up some pictures.
Yeah.
It's
wild.
It's weird, and it's not even pretty. It's just a weird-ass mural.
It's colorful.
Yeah. It's kind of like
there's lots of colors. Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the murals in City Hall and Parks and Rec, where it's like, and here's where we slaughtered a million Indians.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's weird-ass shit.
Yeah.
And it is crazy, because that was, like, not his... intention.
I mean, no, yeah,
and I'm
come
so
on
the artist.
These conspirators interpret this as depicting a oncoming genocide conducted by the New World Order,
right?
Which,
oh boy,
who would not think that? But yeah, the artist of the murals is this man named Leo Tenguma. He denies all of these, like, claims that there's any sinister or craziness in it.
Yeah, the New World Order, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yes.
The New World
it?
Order is, by the way, it's believed to be a group of global elites who wield power over international affairs.
So it's kind of like the Illuminati.
It's like they're all, like, tied to, like, the New World Order, the Freemasons, which kind of play come a part, like, that, later. Yeah. It's all kind of like they all have their own conspiracies, but apparently it's I think it's kind of like takeover.
Yeah,
it's like world takeover. Obviously, New World, nothing good. If you start with New World Order,
it's funny too, because it sounds
wrestling,
like, until researching this, I really thought, like, New World Order. I was like, is that, like, if someone went up to a bar, I was like, New World Order, I'd be like, oh, I like their early stuff. Like, it sounds like very much like an acoustic band, like an alternative band. But yeah, so Leo, he said there's no sinister hints, and he wanted to set out, like, to make a powerful mural expressing desire to abolish violence in society.
Yes.
So, which is a good message for an artist, but then, people obviously think that, like, they counter that he was just kind of using it to cover, like, using that claim to cover up the real message from the New World Order.
Yeah, my crazy dentist actually had this quote that I thought was really good. Because he was like, he goes, quote, are we flying the friendly skies here? A Nazi gas-masked alien generating a rainbow electromagnetic field with the swish of his Muslim saber sticking the Christian dove of peace. In the background, you have the most ethnic faces mourning among bombed buildings. Tenguma is not a suspect. He's a witness. His art is evidence. Who paid for it, and what was their motivation for commissioning this precise pattern of images that tell a very clear story?
Okay, can we pause for one moment to discuss this? First of all, what is a Muslim saber? What does that mean?
It's a sword.
Yeah, but why is it Muslim? Like, how do we know this?
And also, why isn't he cleaning teeth?
He seems like, I don't know, this dude.
He wrote a whole fucking book on, like, literally these murals.
Well, and also, it's interesting. A lot of people, a lot of these.
I'm like, okay, but what makes him an art
expert? A lot of these claims that people were always like, oh, these are words no one knows. And what are all these big things? The artist said that in the mural, like, this big one, in peace with harmony in nature. A lot of the people featured in it are Navajo Indians. And a lot of the words are Navajo terms from the areas in Colorado that kind of had the Indians there in the past. So there's no alien talk. It's,
I guess my one question is too, like, this airport was finished. It was built in the 80s. Why are they using Nazis at all?
That's so weird.
That happened so long ago. Why are you putting it in your murals in Colorado, of all places, why do you want people
landing to see that?
Well, you
know what I mean? Just a bad take. Like,
also, I feel like the art is kind of crude. It's not even like, this dude's no Michelangelo. Sorry,
well,
they
kind of
you
said,
hear that, Leo?
It's fucking weird.
Well, they said kind of that, like, would this happen today? Absolutely not. They wouldn't choose these things. But in the 90s, they were kind of like, they knew this muralist and they, like, were into him expressing what he thought and believed that he was kind of just trying to show this thing about being like, look at the world we could have, but these are all this is all that's oppressing us. And so they kind of, I also think, like,
that's what you want to see when you land in a 5-hour flight to Denver.
Right? I also think that, like, once it was up, they were kind of like, double down.
Yeah, it's here.
Is that a Nazi? Fuck, dumb down.
No. My favorite, it's like, it's not like it's painted by like Monet. Like, take it down.
Yeah, it's probably not. I mean, you guys already spent $4.9 billion. What's another, like, I don't know, a couple.
Truly, honestly.
Thousand.
Yeah. Just write Live, Laugh, Love Big. I feel like that'd be huge in Colorado. You know what I mean? I feel like it's in Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just, no shade. Just put directions to Home Goods. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If only I had that when I was there, I would have been able to
truly, honestly, we would have been all picked up some decorative woven balls. So, okay. My favorite. This is my fucking favorite. This is my favorite art conspiracy. The gargoyles. Okay. So they have gargoyles in the baggage claim area. There's two gargoyles.
What?
They're coming out of suitcases. They are coming out of fucking suitcases. And one is in domestic and one is in international. And the artist there, his name was Terry Allen. And he said when they first opened, he actually was like, you know, it was kind of creepy because before anything, I put these in before anything else was in the airport. So essentially there was just a big empty room with just two fucking gargoyles.
Cool.
And then he's like, you know, essentially people have put notes. People think that they're evil. He's like, but they're actually, gargoyles are good demons and they're supposed to watch over things. So he was saying that he's like, when I was in the proposal meeting, and this is his words, he's like, there was a lot of airport people and art people and even a nun. And he goes, so there was always a religious aspect to this fucking airport. So he said that he's like, I think it was the nun that gave me this thing. Because we were talking, he's like, you know, we kind of came up to this idea that baggage claim areas are like cathedrals.
In what way?
He said,
okay, I kind of
baggage claim areas, this is from the artist's mouth, okay, like cathedrals. So he came up with the gargoyles to protect the luggage.
Wait.
this dude woke up the day before it was due. This is like a last minute project.
Oh my God.
Wait, but also, why does he explain why he thinks that they're like cathedrals?
No, he just is like, they're like cathedrals.
You know what he was doing? He was smoking that legal weed in Colorado.
And it wasn't even legal at the time, man. He was smoking the fucking underground shit.
It was in the underground.
That like synthetic shit you buy at the gas station.
Exactly. But it does make sense that he wanted to protect the luggage because, as we stated, the Colorado airport spent millions of dollars trying to automate an automated baggage claim system that essentially, before the airport, one of the pushbacks was that the system was just fucking tossing bags, flying them through the air. It later went on to, when they actually put it into play, it would either, your luggage would be missing or it would shred it. our luggage.
Literally happened to our producer, Sean, and he lost his luggage for 2 weeks. They haven't figured this is a current issue. The gargoyles aren't doing their job.
Yes, yes. So the gargoyles, the good demons that are there to protect our luggage, are not doing their jobs. This is my favorite part, though, that what he said. He's like, I modeled them to be exactly like the gargoyles for the Notre Dame. And so he's called these gargoyles the Notre Denver. I truly can't.
I hate so much about that.
He called the gargoyles the Notre Denver?
Okay, he's like, that's something I would do.
I am beside myself.
Peak white American shit. True.
Could you imagine somebody looking you in the eyes and be like, I call this Notre Denver?
Could you imagine him just being done, be like, oh, it's finished, and it's just a room with three gargoyles?
Two,
yeah. They multiply.
And he's like, guys, guess what I called it? Notre Denver. Everyone's like, oh my God, are you fucking serious? And he's like, yeah, isn't it great?
His mom is probably like, you should have been an accountant. Like, what the fuck?
But the fact that these gargoyles are also coming out of suitcases, all of it makes me feel weird.
I feel upset.
Yeah, I have internal. I have things
most
happening.
Upset that I didn't notice any of this when I went to Denver, but also just upset that this exists.
I feel like the next thing you probably definitely didn't notice, though.
What? Oh,
mm-hmm.
you can't miss it.
If you miss this,
you cannot miss.
a notable piece of art is the
entry.
Yeah, the entry. What is it? Like
from the street, you can see.
And also, I remember it's the first thing I saw when my Uber left, being a giant ass horse, and it literally looks like it's ringing in the apocalypse. This was the first I was like, I don't know if this airport is haunted, but this shit has seen some things. It's insane. So it's 32 feet tall.
Oh yeah,
it's very. Yeah. Okay. Atomically correct. Sculpture of a blue horse.
My favorite quote that I read about it, in quote, as you approach the airport, It's an enormous sculpture of a demon horse with an enormous demon dick protruding from its body.
Sorry, this is from the book that you read?
No, this is an article. No, I didn't read the Dennis's book. This is just from another article of a guy, literally, like, the title of the section of this article
was his blog?
Demon
like,
dick.
What?
Yeah.
Demon dick.
Yeah. Apparently, there's apparently it's an anatomically correct giant blue Mustang with a giant blue.
No, yeah. The dick Mustang is the size of your lift. Yeah, it goes there. But the official name is Blue Mustang. But with
they're
it,
real creative with the
but,
names.
Yeah, right? Notre Mustang. But I'm not joking. Stop it. And this is so true. The eyes are glowing red.
Yeah.
It's so sinister and veins that can be witnessed by people as they drive in and out. So they call him Lucifer, which is actually, that's better than fucking Notre Denver. Yeah. I'll give the people of Denver that. he literally killed the artist who made him. Part of the
We're
statue.
We're talking about the horse.
The horse, yes. So the horse killed its artist. We don't know the horse's gender.
Yes, we do. It has a huge dick.
Huge dick. Yeah. That's true. It could have been a strap-on. I don't know. Yeah. So part of the statue fell off onto the artist and severed an artery.
Yeah.
That is insane.
One of the theories was that some people with the horse, they think that they were like, that's the transportation for one of the four horsemen in the apocalypse. They think that they're going to ride away on Lucifer.
Can I say I stand
honestly,
by
honestly, yeah. I would love to see
I
that.
I stand the fuck by that. Yeah. I'm in the bunker down with the queen. Yeah. Me and G-Eazy are flying out.
G-Eazy.
So the red eye seemed to be a nod to the artist's father who worked with Neon Science, which was kind of like, dude, you...
But the airport commissioner was literally like, they're like, it's just unfortunate that with all these conspiracies, he chose red because it could have been any neon sign.
It could have been
like,
pink.
Could it have been?
Could it have been?
Would that have made it better?
I don't know.
Not really.
Yeah, it's redder than the box wine we're drinking.
It's scary looking. Another unfortunate thing that people took to mean something was that, I know we talked about there was like Navajo writings on things. There was also some strange markings on the floor that people believe maybe symbolize a new strain of hepatitis that could be used in biological warfare. But are actually, it's from the ancient Navajo language, or they're all taken from the periodic table of elements. Going to show again, we are fucking dumb. We know nothing about Navajo culture and we know nothing about science.
Or airports.
Why?
Or why? Airports.
I just...
Or hepatitis, for that
matter. Yeah, why would it be hepatitis? Like, why would they choose that?
They're going to kill us all with the hep.
Yeah, like, huh?
Okay. Yellow eyes for everyone.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a slow death, right?
I guess. So. They'll let you be here for a while, but towards the end, it's going to get a little pussy.
Oh, gross.
I don't even know if you get pussy with hepatitis, but...
No, I don't know either.
I'm sticking by my statement.
So sticking by your sticky puss.
We're no smarter than these people.
No,
but
we're not.
Oh, we've never said that once.
Learn stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get school. Learned it. Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Even if it's Long Beach State.
Yeah.
Go beach.
Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. The mascot was beach. Go beach.
Go beach. Our mascot
your
was
mascot
a fucking beach.
Your mascot is just
beach.
The beach.
No, it was actually like a 49. Listen, I'll tell you guys about that.
No, it was
that.
Like a giant personified tidal wave or
go
something
beach.
Like that.
Go beach. Yeah. Go yeah, beach
we had
or
a,
go home.
Yeah, we had a pyramid. I don't know. Nothing made
now
sense.
That's scant. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like the Denver airport. I'm just going to say.
Long Beach State, there's conspiracy theories coming at you next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Next episode.
That's the bonus episode.
I'm going to come with a list of my own personal conspiracy theories next time.
Ooh.
I like Sarah. Sarah's are funny.
Sarah has a...
Thank you.
Sarah has an outlook on the world that... gets me guarded.
I don't trust anything or anyone, basically is the gist.
She doesn't trust anyone or anything, but she'll make sure that she pleases you.
Thank you.
No, I mean, like, you don't want anybody to be offended or hurt. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, she's like, I don't trust anybody, but, like, I want people to trust me. I like that.
Totally. No, I like that, too, but I think me, Sarah, and everyone listening interpreted what you said.
Yep.
So bow chicka bow wow.
I was like,
Sarah will please you.
Go beach
ladies
this.
And gentlemen.
Okay.
Put a quarter in the machine for Sarah. Why are you with a quarter? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I've heard more than that. Come on.
I've been watching a lot of Pose lately and there's the quarter thing.
Oh man.
Great show.
Sounds like a great show.
Thanks.
Okay, there's one more part of this conspiracy theory, and it's the dedication stone. It's at the airport, obviously, and it's another weird thing. There's basically just like a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Number one, it references the New World Airport Commission, which I don't think was ever really a thing.
No, it was. It's just
it
not
was
anymore.
A thing? Okay, mm-hmm. It's just
it was
not
at the time.
Anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, apparently it was, whatever this commission was, it was integral to the building and funding of the airport shady that it's called the New World Airport Commission.
Yeah.
Yes, it doesn't exist anymore. The old commissioner also claimed that there was meant to be a comma, so it was supposed to be New
World, World Order.
How is that better, though?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
But
he also
claimed it was named after like a symphony.
I mean, whatever. I guess.
I just feel like what he said too is like exactly what you would say if you were trying not to, like you're like, you think this is secret? Or that's preposterous. You're like, that sounds like something somebody would say that has secrets. Like,
we have no secrets. We'll tell everything except for what anything you're talking about.
Yeah, except for what the New World Airport Commission is. It's so weird. Okay, this is fun. They also, conspiracy theorists, think that there's a Masonic symbol featured in the dedication stone.
Right.
And it basically has to do with the number. So the stone was dedicated on March 19th, 1994. Their argument is that if you add up the individual numbers, 1 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 4, it equals 33, which apparently, according to the Freemasons, is the... represents perfection in the highest degree in masonry you can hold.
Yikes. And then the Freemasons also are like this old man secret society.
Yeah, they're all just kind of like the Illuminati.
Just rich white
like
guys.
If you guys watch the Da Vinci Code, I feel like the Freemasons are a thing.
It's that kind of stuff. And they were kind of like religion, but not. But like there was like levels you had to get to. And they had like symbols and rituals. So like,
it's just like rich white people with too much time on their hands.
And Christians like were like,
being weird.
Stop. You guys are demons.
And Notre Dame. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that men kind of sounds only convincing, except for the fact that it doesn't include the fact that March has a numeric value if you want to add this shit up. And also, like, why are we doing that with the numbers? Like, it doesn't really make any sense.
Because you're looking for something.
Well, also because you're like 19 plus 1994 doesn't equal that. But and especially when you add on 3, which
right,
is
it's
March,
like, why are you adding all the numbers individually? Like, why is that not?
Because it's, you know, you try to make meaning for something. Yeah, it's like when you start dating someone, you're like, oh my God, do you like pizza? I've had that, you know? It's like, you're like, doesn't make us compatible.
Like, you haven't texted me in 2 days, it's because you know I'm stressed.
yeah, exactly. It's like, you have parents? I have parents. Do we both have parents? Parents.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
I feel like the Freemasons are trying to date us.
Yeah.
Freemasons.
I mean, if the conspiracy there.
Yeah, I'd be down to like hide out in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Some nice Freemason. The other final weird thing is there's apparently this rumor that if you touch this stone the right way, it's a keypad that's used to connect with either the aliens or the release of toxic gas. So, yeah, that seems totally legit.
This or that. Yeah.
I feel like if you try to touch the stone, you're going to get kicked out of the airport and thrown in like TSA jail.
Well, no, it's down under the ground. It's essentially, it's a time capsule.
Oh, that's the time capsule?
Yeah.
Feel like there also is a time capsule that they're not opening until like 2090 or something like that.
Yeah, it's like something like that. But no, the stone, the stone is if you rub it a certain way, you can talk to fucking ET.
Sarah knows how to please.
I am the chosen one.
Sarah, use your skills
Sarah. For this. Knows how to play. Sarah.
It's me. I'm the chosen one.
Wait, so Sarah, I know we talked about it, but like, can you, just because your conspiracy theories is fun, I know you've put like one or two up in the group, not in the true crime group on Facebook. But what is your...
Okay.
favorite conspiracy theory.
This is just one that I thought is real. I think that McDonald's has never had an ice cream machine. They just put a dummy ice cream machine there. So you keep going back. It never works. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm already here. I might as well buy somewhere else. So you buy something else. And then you get convinced to go back because you think it might be fixed the next time. And then the cycle repeats.
Nobody's really ever had a McFlurry.
No, if you've had one, I don't know. I mean, DM us, but I don't think that they're real.
If you had one, you hit the button and talked to the alien. Like,
You
went to that time. You put 25 cents in that time
capsule.
You
rubbed it. Yeah. What about you, Danny? Do you have a theory?
What if it's just like calories don't count? And I start crying. I'm on that glass of wine.
That makes sense.
Oh, my. No,
I'm so gold. I'm so the opposite side. I'm just like, oh, maybe that's true. I'm like, oh, I guess that's real. I feel like it's all the sci-fi that I watched growing up. It really like seeped in me. I'm like, oh no, there's just aliens.
I mean,
here.
Okay, this is definitely not the most ridiculous conspiracy theory we've talked about, and I would be inclined to believe it, except for the fact that why would they hide something like that in such plain sight when there's all these random people passing through all the time? It's just why would you hide some bunker under
but
an
isn't
airport?
It a thing? Yeah. Isn't that always a thing? It's always in plain sight.
Okay, but
or
that's
that
really in
that
plain sight,
made
and they're and that coupled with the weird art. And all the inscriptions. It's like, if you're trying to do a secret code, that is really not very secretive.
And was there one of these conspiracies, because in the Denver one, because we broke down a few of them, which one would make you, even if you don't believe it, which one was the most convincing to you or is the most convincing?
I do think that, well, because they even said the Freemasons were part of it. They said it's part of it as like a civic. Mm-hmm. They had like something to do with it civically. Like they were part of actually the ceremony and stuff like that.
Like financing it a little bit.
But like there's part of me that is like, maybe there was a little bit of like, because essentially the Freemasons were also this like cathedral building, like stone masonry. Like, so I get that there's like, you know, if you're fucking building some shit with some weird rocks, imagery. I believe that maybe there is a small tie. I don't believe it's with like world domination, like this new world order. And I do say I will believe that I'm sure the underground is used for like actual work stuff. Mm-hmm. And that they're all just laughing at us with their five heads.
I wonder what they're doing inside the fake hills.
Like I wonder. No, it's just dirt.
Oh. It's just that's what they want you to think. Mm-hmm.
Like what if that's where like takeoff is and everything like that? Like that's just an army base or something like that.
That could be interesting.
Right, but I feel like the art is also, I don't know if the art is convincing me of it, but I know the art is weird as fuck, and maybe they could do a facelift.
My conspiracy is that none of the artists were actual artists, and they were just random ass people that they were like, here you go.
Yeah, they were like, here's a paintbrush. Yeah. And I'm like, I got some stuff.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, okay. Like,
they should have the Queer Eye guys go and fix up the airport.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I would watch the shit out of that episode.
Yeah. The queer eye Denver
also,
airport.
They would totally get saved in the apocalypse.
Oh, without a doubt.
We need them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would we need them? I only make guacamole because of them.
Yeah. I learned what guacamole is because of them.
Because of them. Yeah. Danny, do you have a funny one a funny conspiracy theory that you like? About just life?
About life.
Yeah.
I do feel like it is. I always kind of well, this is kind of like a New York centric one where my conspiracy is that like the lights on taxis don't really matter. It's just like what they're fucking feeling when they want to ride. Cause you know, there's some of them and like their light is on and you wave them down and you're like, oh, you don't even want to stop.
They shake their head.
They shake their head.
They don't have people in it when the light's on.
Wave them down and they'll just be like, no.
Oh yeah. But sometimes they just don't stop. I had two guys in one night the other day that were like, no. And I was like, why?
What are you doing to me? Yeah.
They had no answer. I mean, I do like the JonBenet as Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
Which is kind of fun. I also kind of, I mean, probably dead now, but like, I liked all the Elvis is alive.
Ooh, that was a good, you said
I think Tupac is probably not alive, but I think Elvis might have gone somewhere to just lie down.
Katy Perry just had to pay.
Well, yeah, his grave.
Yeah. Sarah,
you owe us 50 cents. This. Thank God you made 50 cents.
Sarah.
Why do I owe you 50 cents for that? It doesn't even make sense.
It makes 50 cents.
Oh God!
It makes it stop it.
Oh God!
Danny, take a lap.
Goodbye.
take a lap. You're out of here.
Oh my God! Do we have anything else to say about this airport?
No, but if you if anyone's flying into Denver,
oh my God,
soon,
please take
or
pics.
Flying
please,
out, please. Or if you have pictures of it, please send them to us. Touch the stone. Show the photos. Get those eyes on the horse because we want to see some. We want to see some.
Oh my God,
more.
That horse! I'm gonna Google it later.
Especially because
it's freaky.
Now that you're gonna look at it through a whole new lens.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really do have to plan a trip. Just yesterday, my sister asked when I'm going to visit her again. And I'm like, oh, I guess next summer.
Tell her you have some research. Yeah, get the company to pay for it.
Now you can write it off, right? I'm like,
Yeah, let's get like a camera crew. Let's go to the airport. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. Be sure to enter the giveaway. Follow Shop Betches. Follow NATC Pod on Instagram. Leave us a 5-star review. Screenshot it. Send it to us so we know it's real. You can follow me on Instagram, Sarah F. Carter. That's what I have going on. Nothing super exciting. I don't live a cool life.
You're killing it. I feel like you only live a cool life. Like whenever I'm sitting in bed, like eating hummus, I'm like, wait, Sarah's out like
Sarah's
in the Hamptons? Or like,
I know.
She's always somewhere.
She's on boats with drinks that have bubbles.
Yeah.
That is the thing I do. You're correct.
You do that.
You do that.
Thank you guys.
She aims to please.
If you have a boat, Sarah. I can please.
If you have a boat, she has a boat to pick with you. You can follow me.
No, that's not a thing.
You ruined it. You're the worst.
I am the Notre Denver.
You are being such a Notre Denver right now. Notre Danny. Oh my God, I'm cooked.
You can be sure to follow the Notre Danny of the podcast.
Please change
at Cashmere Danny with Cashmere the K.
Please change your handle.
I might.
We'll put up a poll.
The Notre Carter. Yeah.
Oh my God. We all just are the Notre.
Notre Casey, Notre Danny, Notre Carter. Now I'm just using your fake last name.
Yeah, also, Casey was so excited about that. She jumped on the table.
First, I laid down in the chair because I couldn't handle it. And then I spit and jumped over the table. The Notre Danny. Ah! Okay, and I'm at Case Face B, CaseFaceB. Wait, Sarah, we did a podcast together. Did it come out already?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Wait, no, it did. Because I listened to it.
Luke Thomas?
Nope. Wait.
Oh, no, but we did Martinis and Murder.
We did do Martinis and Murder.
If you haven't listened. It was super fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It's a quick, short one that you can listen to on a short jaunt. It's
yeah, like get a margarita.
It's a murder, join us. Murder dating. Yeah.
And then me and Sarah did one that I guess maybe isn't out yet, but we'll let you know when it is. Because yep. More us.
Oh, yay.
It's super fun.
People need more.
Betches.